Dear delegates, my name is Astrid Leland, and I work at the Norwegian Radiation Protection Authority on radioactive contamination and the consequences for people and the environment. And our rapporteur from this session is Rick Jones from the US, who is on the ERPA 13 Program Committee for Engaging with Society. I am very pleased to chair this important symposium that will focus on the experiences of people living in contaminated areas and their worries and challenges in everyday life. For a radiation specialist, radioactive contamination is a job that we can forget about when we go home from work. For people in affected areas, the radiation issue is influencing all aspects of their life, and they need to address this every day of the year. Radiation accidents will impact negatively on the society. To find good solutions for remediation and rehabilitation, it is important that radiation specialists listen to the affected people and work together with them to find good solutions. We are therefore very grateful for the presenters here in this symposium, who are either local people from contaminated territories or dedicated scientists who have worked for many years with people in such areas. Our first speaker this morning is Inger Marit Eira Orem, a Sami reindeer herder from Norway, living in an area still affected by the Chernobyl accident. She is a trained nurse and is currently leading a research project on factors influencing the psychological stress in reindeer herders, either due to internal factors in reindeer breeding or due to external factors like persisting radiation and an increasing number of predators in their pasture areas.
Conference. I'm not a scientist. Me and my family are reindeer herders from the southern part of Norway, in mid-Norway. The part of Norway that was most polluted after Chernobyl. I hope this. We are Arctic indigenous people. Our traditional language is Sami. I don't know how well you know Sami reindeer herding. We have semi-nomadic reindeer herding. We follow the herd between winter and summer pastures. About 3,000 to 4,000 people are connected to reindeer herding in Norway, and the number in Sweden and Finland is about the same. Our main income source is from meat production. And since we have year-round pasture out in the wild, it makes us vulnerable to environmental disasters. But reindeer herding is not just a food industry. It's also a cultural mainstream. Culture is transmitted through language, material objects, ritual, institutions, and art from one generation to the next. Being a reindeer herder is a way of living. It involves the whole family, from our youngest, who is three, to the elderly people in our family. Through participation and own experience, you learn how to work and you learn how to cope with your animals. After Chernobyl, we lost control over our situation. Suddenly, we had to trust that the information we received was correct. And we had to deal with solutions that was not based on our traditional knowledge and past experience. Now we had to schedule slaughter after the level of becquerel. The intestines of reindeer fed with industry-produced animal feed dissolves when you try to prepare it. And the quality in our meat and skin is not the same. Our diet changed from traditional to more modern. we have a new normality. We also see that every environmental disaster is a potential threat for our way of living. And that is a mental burden. Now, 26 years after Chernobyl, my contention is that the cost of such a disaster has economic and human aspects, as in the current situation, is carried by the reindeer owners, us, who lives in those areas. I will give you some examples. We have to change our diet. We have to feed our animals with industry-produced animal food. We buy reindeer meat to ourselves from less contaminated areas. And maybe the worst, we lose traditional knowledge how to prepare and use all parts of reindeer. And every day, we wonder if we are the last generation of Sami reindeer herders in southern Sapmi. I hope not. Thank you.